California's first two cases of the South African coronavirus mutation were detected in Alameda and Santa Clara counties. Governor Gavin Newsom made the announcement during a trip to mark the state's 5 millionth vaccination in Fresno.
We have 159 identifiable cases of the UK variant in the state. We have 1,203 identifiable West Coast variants in the state. There are two types of West Coast variants. I said yesterday that we had not identified any Brazilian variants, and that's true. Yesterday, I also said we hadn't identified any South African variants. That's no longer true. As of a few hours ago, we have the first reported cases of South African variants. Two cases have been reported through Stanford.
Newsom says in total, the state has identified less than 1,500 cases of variant COVID-19 strains. The South African variant was first identified in the nation late last month in South Carolina. Scientists and health officials fear the new variants could be more contagious, less responsive to treatments like vaccines, and more likely to reinfect people who already had the virus. Experts say one of the mutations may become a dominant coronavirus strain in the coming months. And if it's resistant to treatment, another surge could be looming. But until then, Newsom says coronavirus infection rates, hospitalizations, and cases continue to decline in California.
34% decline in hospitalizations over the last 14 days, 28% decline in the number of people in our ICUs. 50,000 cases down to 8,000 cases. 14% positivity, now down below 5% positivity. Isolation issues related to ICUs and issues related to hospitalizations trending and moving in the right direction allowed us to lift that stay-at-home order in the state.
Speaking in Fresno, Newsom emphasized health equity and is pledging to open a mass vaccination site in the Central Valley this month, in conjunction with the Biden administration. But critics say Newsom hasn't done enough to reopen businesses. They're supporting a recall effort against the governor and gathered nearby, chanting, "Recall Newsom."
Recall!
Newsom!
Recall!
Newsom!
What do we want?
Recall!
When do we want it?
Recall!
What do we want?
Recall!
When do we want it?
Now!
In response, Newsom says he's doing his best to protect all in the state, including businesses, as he has empathy for their struggles during the pandemic since he used to own one.
I don't care if you're Democrat or Republican. I care that you're healthy and safe and you can live your lives out loud without fear of a pandemic and without fear of having to go back into the fits and starts this pandemic has impacted in terms of communities all across the state. And so that's my focus.
Local Fresno County officials praise Newsom for what he's done to fight and handle the pandemic, from working with the legislature to get kids back into school to vaccinating Californians and reducing case rates so businesses can reopen safely. The governor says he'll soon reveal a $6.6 billion plan for reopening schools, crafted in partnership with lawmakers in the state. Most school districts rejected his earlier plan. Meanwhile, coronavirus infections and deaths continue to increase in California, albeit by a small margin in recent days. The latest figures show more than 3.3 million people in California have been infected by COVID-19. Nearly 45,000 people in the state have died from it. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for KPFA.